Double header of a weekend coming up. First up, Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, we've got Shamrock Rovers down in Dublin, and then with three home matches in just under a week. So, you know, those games are... It's very difficult not to think ahead of one game, but we try to focus on one game. And we look at Shamrock Rovers as being one of the top teams in the country. And our following fixture goes without saying. And then that next one after that too. So, no, it's a tough period for us so early in the season. We've only played one game, and that's been in Dublin. And this is our second game of the season, and it's in Dublin. So it's a big challenge to go down there and come away with 3 points again, but we will do everything we can to achieve that.
We've played them 3 times last season, come out on top and on 2 of them and a draw on 1. Do you feel maybe this year they'll know your style of football and what way you're going to set up?
Well, I wouldn't say that. They've brought in 2 of Dundalk's best players for their midfield. They've brought in a player from Sheffield United for their midfield. They've brought in the captain of Galway for their midfield. So they've put a lot of emphasis on bringing in players for the engine room, and they're all good quality. And you add that to the quality that they already have, then you have to say that looking at their pathway and what they're looking to achieve, I think they really have to win the title this year, Shamrock Rovers. That has been proven by the expenditure and the investment in those quality players they've brought in.
Of course, you've played Bowes this season, beat them. They've played Bowes this season, beat them. Do you read into that?
No, you can't. There's no direct line between outcomes, because you could go everywhere. Lincoln travelled and beat Burnley. Chelsea couldn't do that. 9/10 of the team in the English Premier League couldn't do that. So does that mean Lincoln's better than them? Most certainly not. So there's no correlation between the two at all.
Of course, a lot of injuries at the start of the season. Most notable the one, Rory Patterson. Is he any closer to coming back?
Well, Rory's an important loss for us, and so's Ben Doherty. Don't forget that. And so is Conor McDermott, 2 very young players in the threshold of trying to make their way in the game. And all 3 of them are big losses, not just Rory. And it means we have to alternate our shape and how we play. And we've discussed it a lot with the players in the last few days about how we intend to play. So they've got a good understanding of that.
Of course, you could say you had an extra week's rest after the failure of the floodlights last week. How's your players cope with that this week? We not getting that over 90 minutes under the belt.
You don't want rest in the second week of the season. That's one thing you don't want. You want game conditioning is quite high up in how you prepare. So, no, I wouldn't say that that's been restful for us. We can't. We've compensated that by working a little bit harder to compensate not having a game. So, no, certainly not. No, there's no such thing.
Thank you, Kenny, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.